case number 17053, I want to start by saying that the respondent has at one time earlier in the proceedings asserted that my firm and or I have a conflict in this matter. I am unaware of all the facts supporting that particular assertion, so I do not know if I have a conflict or even potentially a potential conflict. But with that stated, I will be voting for purposes of the quorum, but I have not participated in any deliberations of this process, nor will I be presenting any motions.
Very similar to Scott, in case 17053, the respondent has asserted that my firm has a conflict of interest. I am unaware of any actual or potential conflict of interest. Although will not participate in the discussion beyond what I'm saying now, I will vote for purposes of satisfying quorum.
Okay, so in the matter of case number 17053, there may be a potential conflict in that I sat on a committee with the individual, but do not feel that that would bias my position in this matter and will participate in the discussion as well as the voting.
Thank you. Someone can give me a motion then.
Yep. So in the matter of case 17-053, ORS 673.170, print 2, print B, dishonesty, fraud, or gross negligent, I move for insufficient evidence.
I'll second that.
Discussion. It's been moved and seconded for insufficient evidence of a violation in case 17053 of ORS 673.170, parent 2, parent B. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
In the matter of case 17-053, I move that there is insufficient evidence in relation to ORS 673.170, parent 3, for disclosing of confidential information.
I'll second that.
Discussion? It's been moved and seconded that there's insufficient evidence of a violation in case 17-053 of ORS 673170, parent 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of case number 17-053, I move that there is insufficient evidence in regards to OAR 801-030-005, print 2, print A, integrity and objectivity.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Moved and seconded case 17-053, that there's insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-005, parent 2, parent A. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And as far as direction on that one, do we need to...
So the comment here is that while we felt that there was insufficient evidence in this particular case, just the nature of the allegation caused concern that had there been evidence to support it, the board would have taken that very seriously. We'd like to see a letter of concern going to the individual.